Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. With so many American couples set to retire in the coming years, it seems like something they would happily embrace. But it's far more complicated these days. With both partners working, there are often some contrasting views on exactly when it's time to ride out into the sunset. Dr. Dorian Mincer is the co-author of the book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Transitioning to the Second Half of Life. She is a psychologist and a retirement coach and knows very well how difficult the decision can be. She joins me now to explain. Welcome to the program, Dr. Mincer.
I'm delighted to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
I wonder, do you generally view a move down south to a warm climate and a lifestyle that involves other retirees as a positive step for a couple in retirement?
No, it really depends on the couple. That certainly was the vision that people have had in the past, and some people do share that vision. But the whole concept of retirement is changing, and you know, people really are thinking about it more now as a retirement transition, and many more people are kind of rethinking. Some do have criteria, like they want to live in a warmer climate and they want to be near golf. A lot of people, though, say that they want to stay and age in place. Some want to be near children or grandchildren, but one has to be careful that the children and grandchildren want you near and they're not going to be moving away because of job changes.
Now, the first question, of course, is when to retire. The Urban Institute, which is a social policy think tank in Washington, finds that only about half of couples retire within 2 years of each other. So is there usually a problem that develops if a couple does not retire at approximately the same time?
Well, again, so many of these issues are unique to the particular couples. Some couples talk about wanting to either stop the specific work that they're doing or phase out or doing some other kind of work at the same time. Some want to do it at different times. Some don't want to retire, and some talk about not being able to retire since people are living so much longer and people don't want to outlive their money. So I think the concept is changing. I think what I've been seeing is that, you know, it's not unusual since women, they're more dual-career couples, as you were saying before, and since women often enter the labor force later, there can be this kind of out-of-syncness between couples. So a woman might be kind of at her prime, and a man might be wanting to wind down or, you know, transition into an encore career or do something else or not, you know, work at all.
If a couple is in a situation where one partner does not want to work anymore and they can afford for that partner to stay at home while the other continues working, does that usually cause some kind of a problem?
It can, but it might not. Partly, I think it has to do with couples talking together and anticipating and planning. What I have seen is that sometimes if it's the husband who stopped work and the woman's still working, if the husband doesn't have any outside interest or sort of other aspects of his identity that are important, you know, he may really be pretty lonely. Men, this is a stereotype, but men often connect through activities and connect through work. And, you know, there are some men who have developed, you know, other hobbies and other parts of themselves, and some haven't. So some men express sort of a loneliness if they're not working and their wife is still working.
I'm talking to Dr. Dorian Mincer. She's the co-author of the book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle. She's a psychologist, also a retirement coach. So is it usually the spouse that is retired that is urging the one that's working to leave their job and to join them in retirement, or vice versa?
Again, you ask these good questions, but you know, none have really simple answers. In some cases, it can be that the one person who's not working, particularly if they haven't found sort of a plan of what they're retiring to, what else gives purpose and meaning to their life, they may want their spouse to retire. But I've seen equally some couples where the husband's retired and the wife's loving her work and, you know, says, I don't want to stop working. And so it's not unusual that the husband will find some other pursuits to do, maybe, you know, work in a less intense way or use their skills in a different way.
Don't you sometimes see that the spouse that is working may very well be irritated with having their partner at home not working? And Is it fair, though, for that partner that's working to say, you know what, I want you to keep working at least for several more years while I'm still in the workforce also?
I hear that happen a lot. Again, it depends on the people in the relationships. You know, if one feels like, you know, they're carrying the bulk of the financial weight and the other's not, you know, perhaps picking up some of the slack at home, there can be some resentment that builds. There are a number of couples where the wife doesn't want the husband to retire because she until he has a plan, because she really doesn't want him to be home and having, you know, more expectations on her.
So tell me, how serious are these kinds of issues? Can it lead a couple to divorce?
I mean, it can be one of the factors that, you know, lead couples to discover that, you know, they really don't have a lot of shared interest and values together. That can happen. There actually is a higher divorce rate among the over 50 population. Part of that, I think, is that partly because we're living longer, more women are working, and in some situations, women say, you know, I don't have to be in a marriage that I'm not happy in, and I don't necessarily want to spend the next 30, 40 years with the same person.
Do you usually see couples with a very different viewpoint of what retirement should look like? One that wants to stay at home, maybe around the family, the other wants to travel. When you actually have fundamental differences like that in what you want to experience in life, how do couples work that out exactly?
Well, that happens a lot. That's more the norm than abnormal. And it's amazing the creative compromises that can happen that sometimes people don't even recognize are there. So, for example, if one person wants to, you know, be in Florida and play golf and the wife, for example, wants to be near the children, if the finances permit, and it's a big if, because not everybody is in the financial situation to do this, but in one situation that we talk about in the book, the wife stayed in the family home, had a great winter with her kids and grandchildren. The husband rented a condo instead of selling the house and buying something, which his wife had no intention of doing. And she went down and visited, and he met people and they both got more independent. They really hadn't been apart much before, and it added to their relationship. So there sometimes can be these creative solutions that people don't even recognize.
Finally, the health, of course, is a major issue in later years. I can imagine that it's one piece of the puzzle that can throw the entire plan right out the window. How do couples deal with unexpected health problems when for one partner they may be sick, the other partner feels that they only have a handful of years left to enjoy their life?
That's a really hard and loaded issue, and again, one of those difficult but important issues to talk about between the couple, and often having outside help. It's not unusual that one or another spouse will end up in a caretaking role, but the caregivers really do need some time for themselves. And, you know, if there can be planning and thinking about maybe if there's family, of enlisting other family support or some of the outside help, if people happen to have either long-term care insurance or, you know, there's other services that are available, there are potential ways that, you know, one partner could perhaps do some travel. Maybe it's not going to be to the extent that the partner wanted, but there are many opportunities where people can go away, and as long as there's the care and help available for the spouse.
A lot of unexpected potentials in retirement, but certainly something that people should consider as they look ahead to that point in their life. Psychologist and retirement coach Dr. Dorian Mincer, her book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle. Where can folks pick that book up?
It's available through Amazon.com. Or BarnesandNoble.com as both a paperback but also an ebook, so Kindle or Nook. Also available through our website, which is www.couplesretirementpuzzle.com.
Dr. Dorian Mincer, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. It was very nice to be here.
And we're coming right back, but first, send us some feedback. Let us know what you think. Our email address, ccrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.